What's up, everyone? It's Nurse Blake, and welcome back to the Nurse Blake podcast. It is a great day, and of course, I'm here with my husband, Brett.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I am doing really good today.
I have to say that you were making fun of me last night when we were watching TV together because I had my ice beanie on.
Oh, what is that thing?
It's an ice beanie.
Did you have a headache?
Yeah, I had a headache.
Were you in a car accident?
No. So I got an ice beanie. That is my favorite thing this week. So, okay. First, I got an ice roller.
Right.
And that helps for the puffiness. That helps the eyes to wake up the face. And then my friend was like, you need an ice beanie. And sure enough, I looked it up. It's a little ice beanie that you put in the freezer for however long. And you take it out and you put it on your head. And it's a legit beanie.
Yeah, I guess.
And you were like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hat. It's a hat that goes in the freezer, is basically mm-hmm. what it is.
It feels really nice. I run warm. We talk about this all the time, and I'm going to start sleeping with it.
You run hot.
I do run hot.
I run very warm. Our house is so cold.
I know. So that's why I need an ice beanie because I think the house is hot.
Well, it's cold. It's like 69 degrees.
But my face, no more puffy.
You look
very waking
baby.
Up, refreshed. That's due to my ice roller. That is my favorite thing this week. This podcast, we are talking about my first nursing job. Taking you back 7 years ago when I applied, walked into my first shift as a nurse. We're going to get into that. But I was just on a podcast today, this morning, the Tom Bernard Show out of, I'm doing a show in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, yep.
They're making fun of me how I said Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
Thank gosh they didn't ask me to spell it.
It's a Blakeism.
I would have never been able to do it. But that show's almost sold out. There's only a few tickets left.
Yeah, they love some Nurse Blake in Minneapolis.
They say it's like a huge comedy town.
That's really cool. I love Minneapolis. It's also a real tech city.
Yeah.
It's known for being, high-paying jobs, really cool technology. I hear the healthcare industry is really amazing there.
Yeah.
And the people are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to go.
That's in Minnesota?
Yep.
Yeah,
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So I was filming for the Tom Bernard podcast. I didn't know it was going to be live, but it was live.
Surprise.
Oh, I was like so nervous because I don't do that many interviews.
No.
It's hard for even me to talk on the podcast, but I love it. And I'm like, this year is going to be a different year. I have some goals. So I want to be exposed more. I want to be, more exposure, like to be able to be on different podcasts and to be interviewed and everything.
Well, I think that's awesome.
So that's like a big goal for me.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Especially going to all these cities with a tour and meeting nurses. It would definitely be cool to do the radio shows, you know, locally.
Now's the time. I mean, you got,
I know.
49 cities, 55 shows, something like that.
We are less than a month away.
Oh my gosh.
So nervous. Just came out with a 9 new show. So if you guys haven't got tickets yet, you could get your tickets at nurseblake.com. I just got a Facebook message. Someone asked if they could propose during my show.
What'd you say?
I was like, yes, of course.
They better go through with it.
How cool is that going to be?
That's cool.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I hope they say yes, or I do. Could you imagine if they were like, no?
Well, that's funny, I guess. So that just adds to
the
show.
I even know where it's going to happen, like in the show, like
really?
Where I'm going to do it.
That's,
yeah.
I can't wait.
So I'm so excited. So not only does the show provide humor and laughs, it provides everlasting relationships.
Wow.
We need a dating app for nurses only.
I will work on that right after we get our NurseCon app up.
Yeah, we have a huge announcement. I don't know, by the time this goes live, I don't know if it's going to be public or not. I don't think so on my social media. But if you get your iPhone or Android out, search NurseCon in your app store, download it. NurseCon now is free.
What?
You could get all your continuing nursing education for free right now with our awesome instructors.
So listen, we have been working on this for a year, and I'm really proud of what we and the team have accomplished. I mean, we basically have an incredible community. We have CNEs to get your licensure, and it's 100% free.
And I want to thank everyone who did become an original member of NurseCon when we had that membership availability. It was really them that enabled us and allowed us to now make it a free app for all nurses around the world for accredited CNE courses. So thank you to our founding members of NurseCon. We are so excited to get this out to the world now.
So excited.
For free.
So download it.
Are there any gimmicks?
Nope.
What happens if you want to take 30 CNEs?
Go for it. They're all free.
Do you have to pay for a certificate?
We don't even have a way to accept credit cards. So there is it is 100% free. When we were first looking into this too, we would, you know, if you Google free nursing CNEs, mm-hmm. there's all these results that pop up.
Right.
Until you start clicking and going through and you're like, oh, you mean there's like one for free and then they want you to buy some? No, this is all for free.
You take a class and then you have to pay for the certificate.
Yeah. So the course was free, but the certificate you have to pay for.
No, everything is free. We also have an awesome community. So you could join groups and forums and connect with other nurses and nursing students. And what I love about the app is we have everyone from nursing students on to upper level hospital executives to bedside nurses, nurses that work away from the bedside in so many different areas where we could all learn from each other.
And it's international.
We have a lot of international nurses on the app.
Which is really cool.
So I'm so excited about it. It's been a lot of work coming. Brett's been very busy on the app development, which I know hasn't been easy. And I just think it's really cool to be able to provide, you know, something for free to the nursing community.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really well received. So we're excited to get it out there.
So download NurseCon, the app, right now on your Android or Apple device. Go ahead and give us a 5-star rating, please. And then let all your friends and family know that they could get their CNEs for free.
Yep, and you can sign up right on the app.
I love it. I'm so excited. That's going to be huge.
So cool.
So on my Instagram, we did category is... what did we do category is?
Broken equipment.
Oh, we did broken equipment, but I also posted, I didn't do a category is. I did cheesy nurse shirts.
Oh my gosh, that was funny.
That I posted. So I went on Amazon and bought a bunch of cheesy nurse shirts.
I noticed because Amazon keep dropping off these packages.
Why are you looking at my orders?
Because I get emails about
Why are you looking at my orders?
Because we share an account.
So you already knew I got an ice beanie before it got delivered?
No, you know, I didn't see that one.
Okay, the ice roller?
I didn't see that either. Okay, I really don't look at it very much.
I'm never going to get you a birthday present on Amazon if you're going to
That would be tough.
So anyway, there were some cheesy ones like nurses, call the shots. And then there was one like nurses, we can't fix stupid, but we can sedate it.
Listen, you hate my dad jokes and those shirts are all dad jokes. So I don't want to hear it.
Cute enough to stop your heart, but smart enough to restart it. A good pickup line.
I love it.
That's a big one.
That was a fun video.
They're so tacky, but you love them. I had one girl message me. She's like, my dad just got me like two of those shirts and I don't know what to say. I said, tell him thank you and then laugh about it and wear them because they're just silly.
They're fun.
They're so silly.
Dad jokes are awesome.
Dad jokes are not awesome, but they're okay. However, you've been hitting some pretty funny ones. I've started to laugh at things you say.
Aw.
Yep.
Thanks, babe.
It's really nice.
It's so sweet.
I love that.
I love that.
So my first nursing job, we're going to get into it after I answer some Dear Blake submissions. So if you want to submit a Dear Blake, you can do that on my website at nurseblake.com/podcast. Megan just found out my new job has navy blue as the requirement for scrubs and black or white shoes. I am so sad that all my fun scrubs and shoes being put into storage. Is this normal? Am I being dramatic? Megan, navy blue isn't such a bad color.
I was going to say, I've seen much worse colors.
Now, we hope they're comfortable navy blue scrubs.
Yeah.
And not like the stiff,
scratchy ones.
But Megan, I think that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's slimming. It's as close to black as you can get, right, without being black.
I love to do black scrubs or navy blue scrubs. I think those look good on me.
Fluids wouldn't show up as much.
I do have to say, if you're looking for a nursing job and something like what you wear is super important to you, which I think is, because what you wear kind of sets you up for confidence and being comfortable in a 12-hour shift, definitely ask your hospital, what is the scrub requirement? Sometimes you get to pick your own scrub. Sometimes they just give you a color and you buy those color scrubs. Sometimes it's those hospitals' certain scrubs. You have to buy a specific brand, a specific color. So, Megan, I think you're just being a little Nurse Becky dramatic on this one, but I absolutely love it and I'm here for it. Because I was actually the same way when I started. Like, I was very particular and picky, and now I just kind of like, whatever scrub fits me and isn't super expensive, I just wear it.
Listen, you get pooped on the third time and you're probably like, ugh, whatever.
That's fine.
I don't care what I look like.
Yeah, that's the most common question is like, what are your favorite scrubs? And honestly, I don't have a favorite pair.
No, I've seen you mix and match quite a bit too, where like you love these bottoms, but you like a different top.
Right.
Yeah.
And we are going to play that game, tops and bottoms, in a little bit, favorites and least favorites.
Well, favorites and least favorites.
Yeah, we're going to do that in a little bit.
Okay.
Another dear Blake from Libby. Hi, Blake. I listened to your awesome podcast about bullying. It's sad to hear that so many new grads like me are struggling with bullying. I have been working as a correctional nurse for a few months, and I absolutely dread going to work every day because I am being bullied by other nurses. I am often quiet, especially because I'm a still pretty new nurse, but I have finally tried talking to my boss multiple times, but it keeps getting excused for personality differences. Any advice for even when your boss ignores bullying? Libby, it is time to get out of there. That seems to me, just from what you shared, that this is not a healthy work environment for you, and especially being a new grad, you should definitely be supported by every nurse that you work with. So I think it would be time for you to look for something else, because Libby, you deserve to be happy each and every shift, even as a new grad, which I know is already stressful. But when you're experiencing bullying, there should definitely be a zero tolerance policy for that.
Bullying is not acceptable in any work environment,
period,
nursing or otherwise. The fact that it's sort of a common thing, right? Nurses eat their young, is unfortunate. It's something that I know you try to tackle quite a bit. And if management, you are absolutely right to go to management. And if they do not do anything about it, then you need to find another job, unfortunately.
100%. You know, I think switching jobs as a new grad can be difficult and challenging and discouraged. But if you are in a toxic work environment and you have tried to go up the chain of command with no change, I'd say start looking for a new job.
Yep.
Yep. Because you deserve to be happy, Libby. You went to school. You want to be an awesome nurse to care for others. And there's so many nursing jobs available everywhere right now.
Especially now.
Pick one that you love.
Yeah.
Yep. You deserve it.
World's your
Libby,
oyster.
For sure. So my first nursing job, oh my gosh. So I graduated in 2014. So in May with my ADN, my associate's degree. But I was also in a concurrent program, so I was also getting my bachelor's.
Yep.
But my bachelor's wasn't finished until December. And we were currently living in Florida. I graduated from UCF. And because of Brett's job, we wanted to move to Greenville, South Carolina.
Cool town.
Can we talk about Greenville?
It's where I proposed to you.
It is where you proposed to me. It was so cute. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
I love Greenville. We live right downtown. Did we tell the story about our proposal? About it being so hot outside and you wanted to walk? I think we did. And I didn't even want to walk. I was being such a grouch that day. But anyway, you proposed and we're married.
I still did it.
But Greenville's
no regrets.
Great. If you've never been to Greenville, the downtown is so beautiful. It's like Epcot at Disney World.
Yeah, it's stunning.
It's so well. The restaurants, the
food. I think
there's
like 100 restaurants in a 1 mile strip down that main street.
Yep. They have a huge theater. They have like the falls, the water.
Gardens.
Is stunning.
There's this massive waterfall right downtown.
A huge bridge that you could walk over. Yep. You know that cute dining restaurant right by the bridge?
Yeah, the old house.
Oh, so cool. I miss Greenville so much, but it was hard for me to get a job in Greenville because the hospital
That's
I wanted
right.
to work in was really requiring BSNs, yep. bachelors, even though I was in the process of getting mine, it was one of the requirements. And I have to say to the nurses out there, you don't need a bachelor's degree to be an awesome nurse. A nurse is a nurse, no matter what that is. But for some reason, some hospitals, because they're going after magnet status, they require a certain percentage of their nurses to be bachelor's prepared. And I have my thoughts on that. I don't think we should force nurses to go back and get their bachelor's degree just for one or two other courses. I mean, are my eyes rolling?
Yeah, pretty hard.
My
pretty
eyes
hard.
Are rolling. but unfortunately, it depends on the market you're applying to, the hospital, what they're seeking. So I honestly applied to probably like 75 jobs before I got a call to interview.
Wow.
Yep.
Isn't there only like one hospital system there?
No, there's like two or three.
Oh, okay.
I worked at the big one, Greenville Health System, GHS.
But I think they just renamed, right?
It's now Prisma.
Prisma
Health.
Yeah.
It's a level one trauma center there. I feel like I'm attracted to level one trauma centers.
You love trauma drama.
I love trauma drama. I love the sound of a siren.
For sure.
100%. I don't know what it is. It gets my adrenaline going. And for someone who has like panic and nervousness, like I run on adrenaline.
Isn't that funny?
It just puts all my problems aside so I can help other people.
Else is in worse shape.
That's exactly what it is.
Funny.
So I got this interview. Love my boss. She's still the manager on that unit I worked. It was a pulmonary care unit. So it wasn't necessarily med surge, but it wasn't like CCU. It was like a step down unit where we had a lot of patients on trachs and ventilators, high acuity, really, really sick. But I got an interview, and I had my portfolio with me.
Yep.
And because I had such an awesome portfolio with me, I didn't get invited back to do a team interview because they just offered me the job.
Wow.
They passed around my portfolio to all the staff, and they're like, we feel like we know him. We want to hire him.
Aw. Well, they were smart.
Thank you. So I started a new grad residency program there, which is great. If you are a new grad, I highly, highly encourage you to find a program with a new grad residency. What a residency program is, it's kind of like a little cohort. So you have classes outside of your work schedule where you meet with the leadership and education team. You're with all the other new grads who might be on a variety of different units, and you kind of just learn together and share different experiences together for about a year. And then you graduate from the residency program.
That's pretty cool.
So it really helps you transition from nursing student to nurse. Because your first nursing job is like being in nursing school all over again.
Oh, I can't imagine.
You have to learn like everything all over again.
All of a sudden you have to do all of that. Is there a class for like charting?
Huh? No.
Charting, not sharding.
No.
Charting.
No, there is not a class for charting.
Really?
No. You just learn that on the job.
Yeah. Okay.
And every hospital has their own system.
Well, right.
You know, Orlando Health here, we had like Sunrise. I don't think they have that anymore, but Sunrise. Epic's the big one.
Epic.
Epic's the huge one. So they're all different.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you orient, they typically do a week or two of just charting.
Training
by the hospital, by that like their sense. IT team and department, because they're also unique. But it's definitely a lot to learn. I started out on the night shift. You remember?
Oh, trust me, I remember.
I love my team. I was so close to all those nurses. We had, so they really helped me transition. And going back to Libby's story, you know, not feeling supported, I definitely felt supported at that job.
That's awesome.
And we went to Greenville probably before the pandemic, probably 2 years ago. And we stopped by the hospital to say hi to the nurses, and they're pretty much all still there.
They're all still there.
They love
That's the sign of a good unit.
Right.
And a really good interview tip that I know you've mentioned before, like ask, like I'm sure that they have the
retention
rate
of
right?
nurses.
Yeah.
They'll tell you what turnover is, and you want low turnover. You don't want, 50% turnover. That's way too high.
Yeah.
That means everyone's leaving.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. But it was busy. So we had like five or six patients a shift.
Wow.
Vents, trachs.
Sputum.
Respiratory floor, sputum. It was a lot of calling respiratory for me, which is so funny. So the thing is like, if you'd rather prefer like to clean up poop or pee rather than sputum, you're a nurse. But if you don't want to do that, you go to respiratory because you the spit and the sputum.
Well, that makes sense. Ugh, I pick neither.
I want to shout out to all the respiratory therapists out there because they helped me get through that job. It is a lot of suctioning, a lot of alarming, a lot of sputum.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fascinating job. I'd never heard a respiratory therapist until I met you, because your dad's one.
Yep.
And I didn't even know what they did.
But they do a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
All the blood gases and
intubations. Depending on where you work, RT can't intubate.
Really? The doctor has to?
Sometimes, yeah, the doctor would have to, as opposed to RT. But so it all depends on your facility and state.
Yeah.
Based on their different practice guidelines. But super cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. What else I want to talk about? My first nursing job. Da-da-da.
Night shift?
Yeah, so I did work the night shift. Most new grads or most jobs that are available are always the night shift jobs first. Then you have to cross your fingers and hope you could go to days. But I got into days probably halfway through 6 months. I switched over to days. Very different.
Less pay.
Less pay. And I don't want to say more work, because they're both they're both a lot of work in different ways. But it's busier.
Yeah.
Not that nights is not busy. I have to walk a fine line with how I explain this. Because night shift is hard. Night shift will kick your ass. You're really busy. But there's more people around day shift.
Yeah, they're doing labs. They're doing...
It's just more...
imaging.
How do you say? A lot more.
Wow.
It's busier, but not...
You can email Blake by going to his website, nurseblake.com/podcast.
How do I say that? It's like... It's a different busy vibe.
It's a different busy.
Thank you.
It's a different busy. Do you often have more patients on night shift?
Yes.
So that increases.
You'll pick up at one or two more.
But you're not going to have physical therapy. You're not going to have some of the other things that might happen during day shift.
Right. So I like on that unit when I went to days, I had like 4 to 1. So I had 4 patients. But on night shift, you're going to have 5 or 6.
Yep. So that's where they try to balance out the workload.
Yep.
I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a great experience. I stayed really busy. I learned a lot. I had so much support. If I were to take like a nursing job back, I could see myself going back on that unit and working.
Really?
But we just walked it 2 years ago.
Are we moving back to Greenville?
Stop. I can't.
Stop it. Stop.
They had a Starbucks.
Spoiler alert.
In their hospital.
Wow.
Open all the time. Starbucks. I was broke.
They should get magnet status and just for that.
I think they're magnet now. I feel that all my night shift differential money went to my Starbucks.
Oh, I bet.
It was great.
They knew what was up.
It was great. Every hospital should have a Starbucks in there.
I agree. Just for the nurses.
That's how you support nurses, and it should be free. 50% off. Yeah, so on your first days, if you're a new grad, especially, you're going to be in your new grad residency program. So you're not going to be on the floor your first day.
Oh, your first day.
Okay. You're going to go through the new grad residency program, which could take a few weeks. It's a year, but your first few weeks, you're orientating your training, mostly in a classroom.
Okay.
Because you're learning.
In the hospital.
Mm-hmm. You're learning all the policies. You're sitting really behind a desk in a computer. You're going through modules. You might even be taking some exams.
Ugh.
So as a new grad, like I remember you had to pass the pharmacology exam. You only had one redo, and if you don't pass, you're out.
Whoa, that is like nursing school all over again.
It is. So you want to make sure, like, I didn't fail. I passed with my 80% or whatever, but it's stressful.
That's a lot. That is a lot of stress.
It's a lot of stress, especially in your new job. So I do say it is like nursing school all over again. But as you're transitioning, whether any job, you get a new job, meet the team, try to have fun. I know it's very easy for it to be overwhelming, but I always try to remind yourself, like, have fun. You're awesome. You deserve this job. You are going to get paid. Have fun with the patients and have fun with the team, and that will just help your transition so much better.
I love that.
Try to know everybody's name. That's a fun game.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I assume there's orientation for nurses that are not new grads coming on a unit as well. Is that a similar orientation?
Yep. So just for the first like 2 weeks.
So you learn the systems, the policies, the procedures of that particular hospital and or unit.
And then you go on to the floor, which might be some more module work specific to that floor.
Okay.
You know, so you're not really in your scrubs for a few weeks, unless you're a traveler. If you are a travel nurse, you orient for one day and then you're in your scrubs.
Or if you're on Nurses, the TV show.
Or on the TV show.
Yeah.
Anyone could be on that show. You just walk in with your scrubs.
Oh, the opening scene of that show, I
could watch it and laugh. It's a joke.
It's funny.
It's such a joke.
The nurse manager cracks me up.
What I loved about that job is the connection I had with my patients, because we would have some of these patients for a really, really long time. Even like I was there a year and I had patients the day I started till I left.
No
like they
way.
Were in that same room and everything. Yeah. Wow. So you really connected with these patients, because so many times, whether they were on vents or trachs, a lot of rehab facilities wouldn't take the patients until they were weaned off, but some needed to stay on. And there's only a few facilities that would take them that would be full or insurance requirements. So we really connected with those. We would have birthday parties and stuff and celebrate the holidays. Like, it was a really, really great floor.
That's really special.
Yeah. One thing I wish I would have done, I wish I would have had more time there. I wish I would have stayed longer.
Yeah.
Because as a new grad, like, you want to soak in as much as you can. And if you're in a healthy work environment, stay, and you love your job. If you find out you're a new grad on a floor, it's a toxic work environment, don't feel like you have to stay. But I feel like I could have stayed there and learned more.
Yeah,
which is a good thing to have.
You talk about that floor all the time.
But what was interesting was moving from Florida to South Carolina, because they're not, at the time, they weren't involved in the compact states. So I actually took my NCLEX in South Carolina.
We stopped.
I know.
We stopped on the way there, and you took it.
We were actually headed to a family reunion.
That's right.
And we stopped to take my NCLEX.
Oh my gosh. What a mess. What a mess.
So I actually got licensed in South Carolina.
Interesting. Okay.
You could take your NCLEX and get licensed wherever in any state, but my license was specific to South Carolina.
Yeah.
You have to pay money. You have to wait some time, but we even moved to Texas and Seattle, and you have to go through each board of nursing's process to be licensed.
Now, what's the compact state, though? Do you still have to go through a process? Or
I think you do. It's just a little shorter.
It's just a quicker. Yeah, because you still have to register and everything within that state.
State, yeah.
But they take your licensure from another state and
they keep adding more and more states to the list, which is awesome.
That's cool.
I think if we learned anything from natural disasters or this pandemic is any state may need a number of nurses at any time, and you don't want to wait for the nurses to go through a 6-week paperwork process when we all do pretty much the same thing in every state.
Right.
It's not that different.
Yeah, it is interesting that it's a state by state licensure.
Right.
And every state seems a little different. Yeah.
In terms of the licensure, but our nursing practice is pretty the same everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm sure a few states have different like weird laws, but that's like if you're a realtor, you have to get licensed in that state because there's different laws and
stuff. Same thing with attorneys and everything. Yeah, that makes sense.
But nursing should be a little more flexible, especially since there's been such a need for nurses in different parts of this country.
Well, and how many travel nurses there are now?
Everyone's getting into travel nursing. They are collecting their money. They are rich. If any travel nurses want to sponsor this podcast, don't be afraid. We will shout you out. For $5 a day, you could sponsor the Nurse Blake podcast.
That's right. For only $5 a day.
We have a game to play, favorites and least favorites.
Oh, fun.
So we're going to go back and forth asking what was your favorite and least favorite. Fun.
Okay.
We're really going to learn about each other.
Are we going to answer the same questions or are we going to rotate?
We choose our own rules here.
I like that.
Love that.
Okay. Well, then why don't I start with you? Let's start with jobs. What was your favorite and your least favorite job?
My most favorite job was working at Disney Fun.
Oh, yeah.
My least favorite job was probably when I ran BNC Enterprises.
Wait, when you were six?
I was a weed picker. I picked people's weeds in their front yard and also did some dog walking, but mostly weed picking and also painting mailboxes.
Nice.
As part of my company, but it switched from BNC Enterprises. The C was for Colby. He was my neighbor in middle school, and he backed out of the business. So it was just B Enterprises. It was hard to run a business.
Was it a C corp or an S corp or an LLC?
It was definitely not a nonprofit.
It was a B corp, apparently, a Blake corp. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Entrepreneur.
I love it.
What was your least favorite and most favorite class in school?
Oh, geometry was definitely my favorite. And my least favorite was algebra.
Oh, really?
Which is funny because
they're both in the math sector.
Both in math, but for some reason, like geometry is like physical shapes, and I seem to just really gravitate towards that. And algebra, I didn't know X was a number. I don't understand it.
Funny.
Couldn't ever figure it out.
I liked algebra. I was bad at geometry.
Funny.
That's weird.
Well, that's why we're such a good team. I love that. What is your favorite and least favorite beverage?
Right now, I like, can I say my beverage I like?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never thought I'd say this on my podcast.
Wait, what?
This is so hard for me. I'm Team Duncan.
No.
I'm Team Duncan.
Shut. Can we pause this? We might need to pause and have a conflap.
I've gotten two of the past 2 days, I've gotten Duncan. Coffee with just a little tab of oat milk and one sugar.
Who are you? Baby, why have you changed?
I know.
Oh my gosh. Here's a question. Were they the same drink each time? Was there consistency?
No.
Or you never know what you're going to get?
Both a little different. It's a surprise for me. And my least favorite drink would probably be, LaCroix.
Really?
It gives me so much gas.
Well, yeah.
I am
me
just
too, but
filled
I still
with
drink
air.
It.
I don't like LaCroix.
I would have said V8.
Oh,
right?
Gosh. Just eat your vegetables.
Thank you.
Salty. What is your most favorite animal and what is your least favorite animal?
So my favorite animal has always been wolves. Mm-hmm. Love wolves, especially a gray wolf. I also love giraffes because I'm very tall. And so I relate to them. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a least favorite because I love animals.
You know, nothing scares you?
No.
A honey badger.
Love them. Adorable.
Snakes.
Cute.
Spider.
Cute. Don't have eyebrows, but cute. Spiders. I mean, I wouldn't squash a spider.
I
don't want to be friends with
I've them. Been saving bugs out of our house.
I am so proud of
even
you.
Even if they're little bugs. Like, yep. I have this little spider that lives kind of in my little weight area in the garage where I work out, and he's just happy there, and I see him every morning.
He's doing his thing.
I love it.
Call him
it's
Charlotte.
It's great. Yeah. Once he has babies, they better move their house.
that's another thing.
No, I love it. Even we have Terminex that treats like the outside, but it's like they're not putting traps in our house. These bugs are living.
Yeah.
We own a zoo. Okay. My turn.
Okay.
Your turn.
Your favorite and least favorite car?
My favorite car, I'm not a car person.
No, I know. But there's still got to be one that you just love. Oh, what's the one that you loved in high school so much?
Oh my God. If a guy had a 350Z, it was wedding bells. Wedding bells. If you had a Nissan 350Z, I was riding in it.
Wow.
That was so hot. That was like the hottest car ever. That's definitely my most favorite. I even saw one the other day and I was like, dang, that's nice.
Who is that?
That took me back. And then I think my least favorite car, I'm not a truck person.
Yeah.
So a truck just doesn't do that much for me.
Doesn't do it for you.
Yeah. What is your most favorite top tourist attraction and what is your bottom tourist attraction?
Oh, tourist attraction. So I love me some Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Velocicoaster.
I know.
I know we've talked about it. We're still talking about it because it's that amazing. I get a little sick though, so I'm good to ride it maybe once a month because it is intense.
Insane.
We're lucky we live so close that we have annual passes, so it works out. My least favorite would be any of those slingshot things that I see all over Orlando and all over like any tourist trap destination. I am not getting on that. There's one in Daytona.
I've done them.
We're like surrounded by slingshots.
I've done Daytona one and I've done Orlando one.
Well, consider yourself lucky because I've seen the videos of people like flying out of them.
They just did installed the swings in Orlando. They're huge swings. There has to be 1,000 foot high.
Well, I don't know about 1,000.
It's 1,000 feet tall.
Okay.
And it is high, and they're just little strings hanging on, seats hanging on dental floss.
It's sketchy.
I know. I wouldn't do that.
And somebody died on it a few weeks ago.
No. A worker.
I'm sure it's fine.
A worker.
Yeah, a worker fell off of it. It wasn't somebody riding
That's scary.
That is wild.
That's scary. That's not necessary. That's not necessary.
To fall off?
Right. Just in general? For the ride, in general.
Yeah.
No one needs that ride.
No. Yeah, no. It's, well, I think that's the point, is it's completely unnecessary, right?
Right. Exactly.
I agree.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, what is your favorite and least favorite sport?
Ooh, and this is fun because it's the Olympics coming up.
Yeah.
Or they were here.
Well,
they closed.
Yeah, they're over.
So my new favorite sport is speed walking.
So fun to watch.
So fun to watch. I really love it. It kept me interested the whole time. My least favorite sport right now was probably, I'm just a sport, like what I don't like to watch.
First thing that pops into your head.
The least favorite sport. You know, I'm not really that much into boxing.
Boxing? But you always liked MMA.
Super fun.
Yeah.
But I liked that a long time ago, but now I don't like when people beat each other up. For what reason?
Yeah, it's probably good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your most favorite movie and what is your least favorite movie?
So I have two favorite movies.
Have one.
All right. Then I will have to do The Lion King is my favorite movie.
You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I am. And my least favorite is very similar. It's Frozen.
Ha!
I know I'm going to get some hate mail for that one, but I cannot stand that movie.
So, TBH, I don't like Frozen either. I think that's what keeps us together.
That is.
I know.
That is.
For some reason, I don't know what it is about the movie.
And yet you wear ice beanies and have ice rollers and
Not Elsa. I'm Elsa.
Let it go.
I can't wait to wear my ice beanie tonight. Okay, next one. Oh, your turn to ask me.
Oh, what's your favorite and least favorite breakfast food?
Oh my gosh, yum. My favorite breakfast food is French toast.
Oh, that's good.
I love French toast.
Can we go get some French toast right after this?
Yeah.
It's never too late.
And then my least favorite breakfast food is, I don't like omelets.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I've never seen you eat an omelet. I don't like omelets.
No, they don't do nothing for me. Mm. Typically, so there's a place, another broken egg here in Lake Mary, and I always get their kids meal for like $5. It's like two slices of French toast, two medium eggs over easy, and then one slice of bacon, and it's perfect for me.
I wonder if you could order that if you actually just went there.
They have a nice like outdoor patio. It's stunning. It's pretty. If you go to another Broken Egg on the weekend, there's a pretty good chance you'll see Brett and I there outside with the dogs. Because now we can take the dogs out there and they just sit there. They're so good.
They're so well trained.
I know. Ranger was swimming in the pool yesterday. He was doing so good.
I'm sunburned. I was in the pool with him for so long. He loves to swim.
He jumps in every day.
Yep.
At least once.
Even when we don't want him to.
My two little nieces are in swimming lessons and they are doing so good.
That's adorable.
It was so cute to see them swim and turn on their backs. I remember doing swimming lessons and it was very traumatic. Like even thinking back, because they throw you in the pool with all your clothes on.
You remember that?
Yes. I was in swimming lessons with my cousin and I hated it. Like I'm mad about it right now that they would be subject me to this.
Well, but you're a good swimmer, so.
I know, but watching my nieces do it, they were having so much fun and they loved it. It was funny because they were like crying, not crying. They were just like, they had like a tear in their eye getting into the pool and then they jump in and they love it.
Oh.
So funny.
Yeah.
So funny. One of my nieces, she would like swim to the seat and then she'd be like, no, 1 second break. And then she'd just jump right in. Just the 1 second break. They were doing so good.
I assume I had swimming lessons, but I really don't remember.
Some people don't need swimming lessons. They're swimmers.
Yeah. I'm a natural.
I needed it.
I'm part fish.
I needed it. Fun game.
I like this one.
I like this game.
We'll have to do this again.
We'll save the other half for, we'll finish this next episode.
Oh, yeah, because we did half.
I was listening back to our podcast, and we did say episode 25. We're going to, can't believe we said this, drink. We're going to have a drink. It'll be like episode 25 is going to be a big like happy hour podcast.
Oh, fun.
And we'll just have fun and do games. And these chairs suck.
These are not
designed
for.
You bought these on Amazon or what?
Sam's Club.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
They've got the cover thing down here that just makes, it just makes noise.
Well, oh my gosh, hit the button.
Hit the button.
What's that?
Oh, I have to turn the, volume up, but. Oh.
Not Brett doing his sounds.
Yeah, me with the sounds.
You got our podcast kit all packed up for the road.
I'm excited because, yeah, we are taking the podcast on the road. We're going to be recording out of the tour bus or the theaters or wherever, I guess, we feel like we want to record from.
Yeah.
We're sure. Also taking this on Nurse Con at Sea.
I know.
Can I give a quick shout out for Nurse Con at
Sea?
Sure,
let's do a shout out.
So we are 91% sold out for our 2022 Nurse Con at Sea in April. It's 5 days, four nights.
It's going to be
Freedom of the Seas. We have the entire ship.
We're going to be doing not karaoke, but lip sync karaoke challenges.
Lip sync battles at the pool. We've got
dancers.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be so
sick.
We got
DJs. We got drag queens. And then on top of that, we have an incredible C&E lineup where we're going to be delivering some awesome courses in the theater, even in the ice skating rink. We're turning into a C&E theater.
So cool. NurseCon@sea.com. You could actually do monthly payments. Even now, you could sign up for a monthly payment option.
Yes, we actually just integrated Uplift, which allows you to pay super low payments, even beyond the sailing. So you can basically pay over 12 or 18 months, and it really makes it affordable and accessible.
That's what's so important, that we deliver an awesome product and an amazing conference, and one that's like cheaper than any other nursing conference out there for what you get.
Yeah, because it includes all your food and your room and all that stuff.
It's going to be awesome.
Parties, entertainment.
But until then, if you need some CNEs and you don't want to pay for them, download that NurseCon app today. Give it a 5-star review. Let all your nursing friends know about it too.
Yep. And you can even message me and Blake directly.
Fun, right on the app. Fun. I love it. I've been using my app.
Isn't it awesome?
It's easy. It's so cool.
It's awesome.
It's so cool. We have some, actually, we're filming some new CNEs because we released them.
Tomorrow.
I know. So we're going to be filming CNEs in the studio with our nurse instructor, Daniel.
So it's so much
super
fun.
Important that we always have like new and fresh courses up on the platform.
Daniel is also going to be doing some stuff on Nurse Con at Sea. He's going to be
so excited.
Us. Yep. He's got some stuff in the Star Lounge.
We're bringing over 10 educators on the ship with us.
We have 10 educators.
Yep.
We have a staff of over 40 people.
It's going to be so fun.
That are delivering this on top of the 1,300 crew members on board that are doing nothing but making everybody's experience amazing.
It's going to be the best. So if you have a chance to come out and want to go on the most epic cruise ship filled with over 4,000 nurses,
out of Miami,
get your
Bahamas.
Get your spot.
Yep.
So back to first nursing jobs. Do you have any questions for me about my first nursing job that you would find interesting or want to know?
The experience. So you did mention that you applied to over 70 jobs.
Did
you only get the one interview?
I think so, babe.
Yeah. Because
it was hard.
I remember then you were like, you nailed it. And you were like, oh my gosh, I got it. And yeah, like, that.
Every market's really different. About. Every market is different. And Greenville is just a smaller market. It was a little more competitive.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I think I'm assuming maybe it's a little bit easier right now because of how short staffed everybody is. But it really is market dependent.
It is.
I'm sure.
Yeah. But you just have to not give up, and you have to keep on applying, apply to every position that you like. Don't take a job that you wouldn't like just to get a job, you know. But it was a great fit for me, and I love the team.
And you started before you took the NCLEX, right? Applying for jobs?
Yes. I started before I took the NCLEX, before I started applying for jobs. They knew I was going to get my bachelor's in December.
Yep.
So that's what helped that process to get me in.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. Super
Very
fun.
Cool.
Shout out to everyone at Greenville Health System, Prisma Health. Now onto our bigger shout outs. Danielle, shout out to Jeanette, badass babe from Oregon. We have known each other now for about 4 years, and we watched each other grow from the awkward head-to-toe assessment checkoffs.
Oh boy.
To now being grown ass nurses, working our asses off, making that nurse money. Love you. I want to work with these girls.
Oh, they sound fun.
Love you, girl. And can't wait to see Nurse Blake with you in a few months in Portland.
Oh, Portland. We had a second
show. Because it's going to be that lit.
Because it was sold out.
It's going to be so fun. I will see Danielle and Jeanette in Portland. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so much. Y'all better be loud so I can hear y'all in the audience.
Bring a sign.
Bring a sign. All right, wear Nurse Becky wigs. We're blonde bobs.
Yes. Can I say something?
What?
So I thought it would be so fun at the merch table to sell Nurse Becky wigs.
You can't get them.
We couldn't get, I could only find 60 of them.
That's it.
You can't even order them. Yeah.
If you want a shout out at the show, wear a Nurse Becky wig because I'll be able to see you.
That would from be the stage. So fun.
Samantha, I want to give a shout out to my little sister, Brooke, who lives in Satellite Beach, Florida. In addition to being an amazing hospice nurse, Brooke is an Air Force veteran, mother of three amazing kids, and the most awesome best friend I could ask for. I am so proud of you, sister. I love that. You read one, babe.
You want me to read one?
Yep.
All right, this is from Chase. I recently finished a travel assignment at MUSC in Charleston, South Carolina, and want to give all the staff in the ER a shout out. I miss you all.
Aw, I love that. That's why I'm doing a show in Charleston.
Yep.
Get your tickets. Noelle, I want to give a special shout out to Chalet. We started nursing school together and I transferred. She graduated this May and started her nursing career in an ortho neuro unit in the same hospital that I am a PCT at. This amazing woman not only completed nursing school, but she did it with a young family as well as being in the military. She is kind, funny, and the best friend anyone could ask for. I love these shout outs. They're so sweet.
It's so fun.
It's my favorite part of the podcast. And Lucy, shout out to the postpartum night shift nurses at Park Ridge East. These ladies are such a supportive, team-based, and hilarious group of women. Also, thank you, Nurse Blake and Brett, with two T's for your lovely, informative, and entertaining podcast.
Aww.
The reviews are in.
Wow.
Loving, lovely, informative, entertaining. 5 stars. It keeps me awake while driving home from night shift. It is hard to stay awake after a long night shift. You have to listen to a really funny, informative, lovely podcast.
Yep, weekly on
Thursdays.
You have
to put those windows down, crank that AC up, and just get into it. So you
and
don't
do
asleep.
Not drive if you are drowsy.
Thank
please.
You. I have a story about that that I'm doing at the show.
Yeah.
Are you excited to hear the story?
I'm excited to hear the show. You haven't let me hear it yet. You haven't done it for me yet.
Maybe
I'm
one day.
Excited. I'm excited.
And Lucy says, so grateful for all your great content. And I'll see you in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, we just added that one.
Fun. I know. I'm awesome. So excited, Lucy. Thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. This is episode 22, and it is definitely one of my favorite parts of the week.
Love it. It's so fun. Thanks for including me, baby.
Of course. You're welcome. Anything you want to say?
Nope.
Thank you all so much. Until next time, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.